From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Georgina is inviting residents to gather at the Keswick Cenotaph in front of the Stephen Leacock Theater on Gwendolyn Avenue for Remembrance Day ceremonies on Sunday, November 9th at 9:30 p.m. and Tuesday, November 11th at 10:30 a.m. The cenotaph was relocated in 2017 from its former site at Church Street and the Queensway to make it more visible and accessible to the community, refurbished with new inscriptions honoring those who served in wars and peacekeeping missions. It remains a central place for residents to pay their respects. The South Simcoe Police Service has extended the deadline for its 2025 Community Safety and Well-Being Survey to Friday, November 7th. So far, just over 500 people have shared their feedback, and police hope more residents will take part. The short online survey asks for input on safety, policing, and community priorities to help guide the service's next four-year plan. To learn more, visit the local news page at kcountry937.com. Self Lake Hospital is building a new 2,900-square-foot outdoor patio for mental health inpatients at its Davis Drive Hospital, set to open next spring. The elevated patio will provide a safe, calming space with seating areas, natural light, and seasonal plants to support patients' recovery and well-being. The project is part of ongoing upgrades at Self Lake's current site as planning continues for a future hospital location. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.